The following audio will be played three times. There is a 30-second break between each repeat. After the third and final repeat, please remove your headphones and continue the test.
Welcome to Tech Today. This week it's National Science and Engineering Week. So to celebrate, we asked Jed, our science correspondent, to give us a roundup of new inventions.
Oh, yes. I've got some very interesting things to tell you about today, starting with a fun one. Wingsuits. Those suits that look like bats and allow people to fly, or glide at least. They're the ultimate in cool.
But they're not very new, are they?
Well, no, but the modern ones are better than ever, and last October was the first ever world championship in China. The price is coming down too. Now you can buy one for $600 to $2,000. It's still too expensive for me, but I suppose it'll keep coming down.
OK, what about useful new inventions?
There are lots of those. There's a new solar water distiller created by Gabriel Diamanti aimed at parts of the world where it's hard to get clean drinking water. You pour in salty water and let the sun do the work for a few hours, then, hey presto, you have clean water.
Oh.
It's a very simple device and fairly cheap to produce.
Can I hear some doubt in your voice?
Well, they still need help with investment to start producing the distiller properly. So if anyone out there has money to invest in a great product...
Absolutely! Get in touch with the designers.
Another useful invention, which it would be good to see in production, are enable talk gloves. These were invented by some Ukrainian students to allow people with speech and hearing impairments to communicate with people who don't understand sign language. The gloves use sensors to translate sign language into text, then into spoken language using a smartphone. A brilliant invention.
Yes, that could benefit thousands of people. Welcome to Tech Today. This week it's National Science and Engineering Week. So to celebrate, we asked Jed, our science correspondent, to give us a roundup of new inventions.
Oh, yes. I've got some very interesting things to tell you about today, starting with a fun one. Wingsuits. Those suits that look like bats and allow people to fly, or glide at least. They're the ultimate in cool.
But they're not very new, are they?
Well, no, but the modern ones are better than ever, and last October was the first ever world championship in China. The price is coming down too. Now you can buy one for $600 to $2,000. It's still too expensive for me, but I suppose it'll keep coming down.
OK, what about useful new inventions?
There are lots of those. There's a new solar water distiller created by Gabriel Diamanti aimed at parts of the world where it's hard to get clean drinking water. You pour in salty water and let the sun do the work for a few hours, then, hey presto, you have clean water.
Oh.
It's a very simple device and fairly cheap to produce.
Can I hear some doubt in your voice?
Well, they still need help with investment to start producing the distiller properly. So if anyone out there has money to invest in a great product...
Absolutely! Get in touch with the designers.
Another useful invention, which it would be good to see in production, are enable talk gloves. These were invented by some Ukrainian students to allow people with speech and hearing impairments to communicate with people who don't understand sign language. The gloves use sensors to translate sign language into text, then into spoken language using a smartphone. a brilliant invention.
Yes, that could benefit thousands of people. Welcome to Tech Today. This week it's National Science and Engineering Week. So to celebrate, we asked Jed, our science correspondent, to give us a roundup of new inventions.
Oh, yes. I've got some very interesting things to tell you about today, starting with a fun one. Wingsuits. Those suits that look like bats and allow people to fly, or glide at least. They're the ultimate in cool.
But they're not very new, are they?
Well, no, but the modern ones are better than ever, and last October was the first ever world championship in China. The price is coming down too. Now you can buy one for $600 to $2,000. It's still too expensive for me, but I suppose it'll keep coming down.
OK, what about useful new inventions?
There are lots of those. There's a new solar water distiller created by Gabriel Diamanti aimed at parts of the world where it's hard to get clean drinking water. You pour in salty water and let the sun do the work for a few hours, then, hey presto, you have clean water.
Oh.
It's a very simple device and fairly cheap to produce.
Can I hear some doubt in your voice?
Well, they still need help with investment to start producing the distiller properly. So if anyone out there has money to invest in a great product...
Absolutely. Get in touch with the designers.
Another useful invention, which it would be good to see in production, are enable talk gloves. These were invented by some Ukrainian students to allow people with speech and hearing impairments to communicate with people who don't understand sign language. The gloves use sensors to translate sign language into text, then into spoken language using a smartphone. A brilliant invention.
Yes, that could benefit thousands of people.